as well, right?
Love Talk Radio.
As well as the language program from all of that. Gentlemen, welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. The air date of this episode is July 11, 2023. We're joined by the anchor man. We're joined by Brother Jay Nkrumah. This is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, a division of Frontline Black News. Tonight, we're talking about the reparations issue. We're having an in-depth conversation about how the United States Congress is planning to outlaw reparations for those of African descent in the United States. And also, too, in order to outlaw the discussion of it in all 50 states.
We're live right now.
And we invite all scholars and politicians, both at the state and federal level, to participate in this controversial subject. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over. If time permits, we will also be discussing other important issues in these contemporary times. This is episode 359 of season 7. Okay, so we're going to bring in our co-host and the rest of our crew this evening. Anchorman, you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
Yes, sir.
My family, David, peace from the East.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, absolutely. And also, too, we're bringing in, you know, the co-host, Brother Che Nkrumah. Okay, Brother Che, good evening to you this evening, sir. Now that things going for you in a mile high income city. And I'm still
doing our best
to
stay cool. Shibaka, we creeping up there. We almost hit 100 degrees today. I think down where Anchorman's at, it hit almost 100 degrees.
Oh, man. Okay, and where I'm at is at 102, but it's supposed to get up to about 121, I believe, within the next few days. Okay, so therefore, for those of you out there who are not black, okay, who hate reparations, okay, and we've had, you know, callers call in on other platforms, you know what I'm saying, you know, telling us that we don't need reparations. Also, too, you know, we are being shadow banned. So, ladies and gentlemen, please share this episode as far as you can, and the code number is HTTP. /tobtr.com/f/122446602. Okay. And then, of course, we want to talk a little bit about artificial intelligence because I saw a brother up there on the social media today was talking about a black figure that was artificially created. And then on top of it as well, too, the creator of this AI, of this black female doll or imagery or what have you, is a white guy. So you see right there, people, they come at us with all kinds of tactics, more reason for the reparation. Also, too, how the city of Chicago is allowing its police department station to bring in, you know, these immigrants, and these immigrants is going to be against us as well, too, because, see, this is why they're bringing in immigrants to dilute the reparations situation.
Yeah,
individuals like Joe Gibson and what have you, you're welcome to call in, okay, and this is not going to be anything nice tonight, because the reason for the reparations is America's brutalization, you know, to those of African descent. Okay, to those of you, you dump supporters, and then also, too, just got word that the dump, as in human shit, is trying to get the courts to push back his trial until after the election in 2024. Okay, so you know that.
He's trying to get trying to get an injunction with that?
Yeah, something like that to that effect, Brother Che, where he wants his trial in the federal courts to be pushed back after the election. You see how strategic that is? Yeah. You see how strategic that it is?
And he could do it based on whatever state. It's New York State, right?
But he was hauled in the federal court.
New York State, right?
Yes, sir, but he was in the U.S. District Court of New York. So it was not like he was charged at the local level. I'm sorry?
You remember what circuit?
Yeah, I think so. But if he's in the federal court, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, again, if he was in a federal court with that, okay, then that means he's doing it at the federal level, okay, because I don't think the state level would apply to him in that regard, you know, for him running for a federal office as opposed to a statewide or Oh, yeah, I see the caller here with 520, the last 3529. So when you want to come on the air, you know, just press 1. We would be more than happy to have you on the air. And thank you so very, very much for calling in. Okay, now, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We got those who are against the reparations, as we all know, okay? We also have those, you know, like Tim Scott, you know, the warlock down in Georgia.
That goddamn Mark Thompson. The Mark Thompson.
Yeah.
Mark Thompson in North Carolina, the lieutenant governor, who said we owe reparations, but didn't say who the hell we owe reparations to.
Saying that we owe reparations. Okay, now he sounds just as brain dead as that congresswoman that you told me about. And feel free to say her name, Brother Chad, the one who stated that she thanked God for being brought here as slaves.
I can't remember her last name off the top of my head, but it was the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the state to the north, said that dumb shit. Winsome Fears.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about that, she thanks God for being brought here as a slave. Otherwise, she'd be over there in Africa worshiping the trees. Well,
yeah, that was
for
her
dumb ass, and then yes, sir, and for her dumb ass and any brain dead ass scratcher that believes that bullshit, a tree is to be worshipped, is because, as we all know, foliage and plant life takes in carbon dioxide, and in exchange, it kicks out oxygen. You know, for mammals to breathe, people included. So therefore, so when these dumb bunnies come up here with these asinine statements, you know what I'm saying, which is an insult to our intelligence, okay, I wish that they would do further research. But however, you do have the ignorant who would dwell in their ignorance and through cognitive dissonance sit up there and swear that they are absolutely correct in my suggestion. With me being an old so-and-so, it's just, you just ignore them, you know what I'm saying? Don't even give them a conversation, you know, with that ignorance. You see what I mean? Because you have a great deal of willful ignorance. Classic case of willful ignorance. Actually, I'll give you two classic cases of willful ignorance. Larry Elders, Leo Terrell.
Oh, my God.
You idiot. Are two of the most miseducated, brain-dead MFs that I've ever seen. And particularly you, Elder, growing up there on the west side of Los Angeles, although that you said you're from South Central, but you grew up in the Crenshaw District, which is way west of South Central. And the part is that is just so very, very sad is that here these individuals go to college for 4 years to get their bachelor's degree. Then they got to go another 4 years, you know, to attain their master's and their JD degree.
Them motherfuckers are lost in the hot sauce, man. They learn a whole bunch of bullshit.
Educated fools from uneducated fools.
They're going to neocolonialism schools of thought. You know what I mean?
Yes.
To be brain dead, you know.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely, yeah, without a doubt, you see, and this is why...
Yeah, so are they
created.
Part of the Republic plan that are opposing reparations, Shabaka?
I believe so, because when Elder ran against Gavin Newsom to be governor of California, I think Elder did run as a Republican, but I'm not sure, okay? And then on top of it as well too, let me pull some news up here.
They don't want the reparations because then black people become independent from their economic system and can do business on their own. But they don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why they destroyed Black
That's
Wall
exactly
Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want you to have economic freedom, general, and economic independence.
Yeah, economic independence.
Yes, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, without a doubt, you know.
That's why you got to think outside the box and be sliding the box, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, so I'm trying to, you know, pull it up now. Okay, And all I've got, once again, on the laptop is a bunch of advertising. And look what we got here for advertising. Airline tickets. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. You know. And then somebody building a 30-unit building in Midtown Detroit to house formerly incarcerated women. Well, that's a good thing. Okay. And then on top of this right here, we're going to, you know, insurance, okay, sports. Oh, Lord. Okay. Now we're going to try it again. Okay. Okay, let's try U.S. Congress and reparations, because I just want to read some of this asinine garbage. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. And then, of course, they want to do everything, you know, money-wise. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Reparations given by the U.S. Reparations in U.S. history. All right. Here we go. Reparations bill in Congress. U.S. Congress advances slavery. Okay, let's see here. U.S. Congress advanced slavery reparations bill. Now, this is dated April of 2021. All right. Okay.
It's still more recent than that. It's so much more recent than that.
All I keep pulling up is
the San Francisco. And then there's a New York Times article that came out in May.
Okay. And then also too.
See, they're trying to keep the information off the grid, man. That's why they didn't copy.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Now reading the story here from 2021, brother Check. Okay. Also too, it has a photograph. Of the statues of enslaved people down there in Alabama.
It's from Reuters. It's June 27, 2023. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Could you please read the story, sir?
First of all, the title is "Should the U.S. Government Pay Reparations for Slavery and Its Legacy?"
Okay. Should.
Dated.
Okay. It says, "Should the U.S. government pay reparations?" Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Should U.S. government?
But the actual title of yeah, we got one, Ramel. They don't have their hand raised though. They're from a 520 area code. It says reparations where slavery descendants stand.
Okay.
In the U.S. Congress, some of the leading voices. Hold on, Chewbacca, I'm going to read it. In the U.S. Congress, some of the leading voices on the divisive issue. How is it divisive? But okay. On the divisive issue of slavery reparations have an ancestral tie to slaveholding. Bills introduced in the House and Senate will create a commission to address the fundamental injustice, cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity of slavery in the United States and the 13 American colonies between 1619 and 1865, and the racial and economic discrimination against Black Americans that followed, such as commissions. The bills say, would consider a national apology, they can keep that bullshit, and proposals for reparations. Some of the leading voices on the matter, both for and against, have a personal connection to the issue. They have one or more ancestors who were slaveholders. Among them, the three prominent Democrats who have co-sponsored reparation bills, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Chris Van Hollen, and Representative Lloyd Doggett opponents include Republican Senators Tommy Tuberville, John N. Kennedy, and former Representative Lori Gohmert. The issue is divisive. A Reuters IPSOS survey found that slightly more than half of the respondents identifying as Democrats, 58%, support reparations. Just 18% of Republicans do. The divide is even greater between Black and White America. Interesting. They have Black capitalized and White lowercase. The poll found that 74% of Black Americans favor heritage, 26% of White Americans. Then they show a chart of who's in support, who's not, based off of party and race. A House resolution introduced in May in favor of the idea cites estimates from respected economists that reparations to eliminate the racial wealth gap would cost at least $14 trillion. Proponents say such payments are meant to help compensate for more than slavery itself. They cite systemic racism and other forms of discrimination that followed emancipation. Opponents say reparations would further divide the country. How? They question who would get the money. Would all Black Americans, or only descendants of people who can show that their ancestors were enslaved, the latter? They also say it's wrong to have taxpayers finance reparations. Didn't taxpayers finance all the other reparations claims that were settled? Given that no one alive today is responsible for slavery, we're still, you're either benefiting from it or you're still suffering from it. So what are you talking about? Is nobody responsible alive today? In examining the genealogies of members of the 117th Congress, Reuters found that at least, found that at least 100 lawmakers have direct ancestors who enslaved Black people in the years before 1865, the end of the U.S. Civil War. Some have espoused strong positions on reparations among them. Oh, shout out to Greg Black Shark. He did a whole story on this. He put this whole, Greg Black Shark, a part of New Black Media on YouTube. He did a whole piece on this. He put this whole article up. Lori Gohmert, he descends from slave owners.
And then also, our chat room is open as well, too.
Yeah, there's nobody in there right now. Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, he descends from his great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner.
Okay, so which means he was also more than likely, and also, too, we want to bring this up, and he was also more than likely a racist slave trading pedophile as well, too, probably violating Black girls
age. Yeah,
that's why they were referred to as jewels, by the way. You see, so this is the part, that they don't want to.
It shows who their direct ancestor is and what their relationship was to that person and the number of people that they had enslaved. So the first guy, Louis Gohmert, his great-great-great was a slave owner, and he had 11 slaves. And then this Tuberville dude, his great-great-grandfather had slaves. Valentine Brazil, and he had five slaves. John N. Kennedy, U.S. Senator from Louisiana, his direct ancestor was Nathan Cope, and the relationship he had is that's his great-great-great-grandfather, and he had 65 slaves.
Okay. Okay, now hold that thought right there. And as you do know, ladies and gentlemen, that Kennedy is an Irish man. So therefore, so when you Irish talk about indentured servitude in the United States, okay, keep in mind that a lot of you own slaves as well, too. Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? So there's no comparison between the two. Dude who was the indentured servant was paying off a debt. And slave, he was just enslaved, you know, because of his ancestry. You're saying now.
No, he was enslaved. His prodigy were enslaved, too.
Okay, okay. Run that there by me again, Brother Perry.
His prodigy was enslaved, too.
Yeah, yeah, you see? And so, therefore, too, is, like I said, and then the material that we read by Lerone Bennett appears back is that you could take mortgages out on the slaves. You could rent your slaves. Your slaves are therefore collateral. You see, so you see how this contributed to America's gross national product during those years. And then that money was invested and reinvested and reinvested and reinvested all the way up to these contemporary times. You see, on that. Just alone, you show the justification for it. But however, they're very, very selective not to bring that up, including, you know, Tim Scott, let's see, Warlock, Hadnock, or whatever the food's name is, you know, Bobby Georgia, and South Carolina as well, too. See, so this is why when they come out here, ladies and gentlemen, with this insult to our intelligence, they're not looking at the wealth that was generated by the slave that went off into the Jim Crow era, that went off into the segregation era, that went off into the civil rights era, that went off into Generation X, that went off into this current generation right now.
No, those were the opponents to reparations. Now I got to get to the proponents of reparations.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not forget the former senator or the current senator of Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, the $5 Indian, she's in support of reparations. She said the legacy of slavery still casts a long shadow over every facet of American life, including Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, think Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
She's a direct ancestor was John Crawford. And that was her great, great, great grandfather. And he had 14 slaves in Massachusetts.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Or Maryland.
Supposedly
they're
outlawed. Yeah. And that there's Massachusetts and Maryland were part of the original 13 states, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just like Pennsylvania was, too. Okay. So, once again, although they outlawed it in that region in 1794, you still had over 100 years of slave labor right there that generated them wealth that they invested. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You see, so that there still came about. And then, of course, they could have went out there, you know, down south, you know, Baltimore, or relocated down south. You know what I mean? To make more money, just like the what we try to tell Bianchi in regard to the Dred Scott case. You see what I mean? Okay,
right.
Because Scott thought that he was free when he left Missouri, and then he takes his case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Roger C. Kennedy, who was the Chief Justice at the time, saying that those of African descent were never intended and cannot be citizens.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now,
I got two more people to get to. Chris Van Hollen, U.S. Senator from Maryland. His direct ancestor is Isaac Hollinsworth, and that was his great, great, great-grandfather, and he owned 16 slaves. Mm-hmm. And he says, we have a moral imperative to confront the legacy and impact of our nation's original sin.
Right.
In 1840, his ancestor enslaved 16 people in Virginia. Last but certainly not least, we got Lloyd Doggett. Or Doggett. Doggett.
Okay.
And he's the U.S. representative from Texas. His ancestor, Miller Doggett, his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, free slaves. And he said, I reject the efforts of those who would try to sugarcoat our history. And he had owned slaves in Tennessee.
Okay.
In Tennessee, which was a slave state, as we all know. You know what I'm saying? Okay, just like Kentucky was. You know what I mean? And and I believe that when Ali was heavyweight champ, you know, he had mentioned some of that as well, too. You know, in his heyday. You see what I'm saying? And quite natural course, you know, they... You know, censored him. You know what I'm saying? And what they did to him. And then I'm trying to go to our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, trying to make a post up here for our show tonight. And guess what, folks? They won't let us do it. Boy, this AI is cold, man. Boy, this AI is cold. Won't even let me post up there to the like page. That's incredible. You know, but however, we know why. Yeah, we know why. And then I'm up here trying to get the message out here. Let's see, post. Yeah, we won't even let us go out there. Okay, yeah, so that there's the old Zuckerberg censorship right there. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, so then we got one like right here that we're going live, you know, 45 minutes. So, yeah, so we're on the air. Please call in, ladies and gentlemen. And the phone number to call is 516-418-5996. And be very, very happy to have you on the air. Okay, and also, too, we got a caller here out of 6429. Okay, you still with us, Anchorman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. So as we're reading here, okay, let me get some more up here. Because, you know, we're getting a bunch of spam here with garbage, you know, over the internet. Okay, let's see right here. Reparations bill in Congress. Okay, U.S. Congress. Okay, well, that's from 2.5 years ago. Okay. All righty, let's see. Cori Bush says here, okay, Representative Cori Bush says $14 trillion reparations bill will eliminate the racial wealth gap. Okay, now see, that's another thing that you got to look at, you know, the wealth gap. You see, now I can't get this advertisement above my page with this garbage. Okay.
And so in addition to the wealth gap, you got to look at the black tax.
You have to look
at
the
black tax. What I mean by the black tax is how much does it cost to keep us oppressed?
Exactly. Now, here in a 23-page legislation introduced Thursday, Representative Cori Bush, Democrat.
Come on in, 719-94. I'm about to bring
yeah, I don't see these other numbers.
Okay.
There's only four people on the board. There's only four numbers.
So that here just goes to show how they shadow banding us. You see. Yeah. Okay. Well, according to this congresswoman, Cori Bush, Democrat out of Missouri, called on Congress to adopt several measures aimed at writing George.
Call me, General. I'm not bringing somebody in.
Okay. All right. It's aimed at righting historic wrongs, including urging the federal government to issue federal reparations to Black Americans and other reparations and reparatory justice efforts. A minimum of $14 trillion would be needed to eliminate the racial wealth gap that currently exists between Black people in the U.S. and White Americans, the resolution offers. The U.S. has a moral and legal obligation to provide reparations for the enslavement of Africans and its lasting harm on the lives of millions of Black people in the U.S. This is a House of Representative Bill 414. Okay. And I believe this here is in California where reparations payments are approved. Okay, but the cold part about it is how immune and they'll disperse. Okay, joining her at the press conference on Wednesday was Eric Miller, one of the attorneys for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, and then also, too, you do know, man, that the U.S. Congress outlawed paying them for that. The Greenwood District of Tulsa, known as the Black Wall Street, was burned to ashes by white mobs on May 31st. 1921, the last survivors of the massacre filed a lawsuit suing the city of Tulsa and local government entities, and we'll find out within days whether or not that their lawsuit will be able to proceed, and it will not, is because they outlawed. There's a huge amount of history that hasn't been uncovered. And then on top of that, it's just incredible of how, you know, they don't want us, you know, to get anything for, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it really is incredible. It really is incredible.
The caudacity.
Okay, is that
the
you, General Romero?
Yeah, that's me. I just had Okay.
And then also, too, out of California, not changing the subject, just putting a footnote out there that I discovered today, is that, let's see, Leslie Van Houten, who is one of Charles Manson's family members that was involved in the murders in the late 1960s of Sharon Tate, has been released from the California State Prison System. She did 57 years. Okay. All righty. You know, moving right along. I'm just putting that out there. Okay. So the Missouri congresswoman told ABC News that she is one of the estimated 40 million people in the U.S. who are descendants of enslaved Africans, and argued in a resolution that the federal government must compensate descendants of enslaved Black people and people of African descent in the U.S. to account for the harms of chattel slavery, the cumulative damages of enslavement, and the epochs of legal and de facto segregation. The resolution explores the history of enslaved Africans dating back to 1565 and notes that many of the early presidents of the U.S. enslaved Black people. Standing outside of the Capitol, Bush told ABC News the resolution doesn't shy away from the history of the nation's capital, stating that the White House and the Capitol were both built from the labor of enslaved Black people. The U.S. benefited from over 222 million hours of forced slave labor, or the equivalent of roughly $97 trillion worth of work between 1619 and 1865 during the end of slavery. The resolution estimates, wow, that's incredible. You know, it's just incredible. You know what I'm saying? Okay, is Anchorman still with us?
I don't know.
Okay, all righty. Let's see. Let's see if we can pull him back in here. You know, this three-way here. Okay, Brother Che, check. Please take over the show, because I'm going to try to get the anchorman back in here.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm putting on past these white supremacists. They're going to try to throw a wrench in the game every time. They don't want to stab nothing. They literally go out of their way to sabotage anything we got going on. It's not going to work. They don't have the votes needed to pass this ridiculous shit through the Congress, through the Senate. So these Republicans can try to railroad it all they want, but it's not going to work. We're going to get what is rightfully ours, Black family. And as we told you on numerous of our platforms, it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So we in it for the long haul. So if we got to sit out a couple election cycles, so be it. Shabaka's back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So therefore, you know. Okay, we got the anchor man with us. You with us, Brother Ramel?
Yeah, I'm right here, brother.
No, okay.
I'm trying to add the other person on, but it's for some reason it's not.
Okay. Okay. Or they should be able to call in the
now the number's charging, Jim.
It's charging.
Yeah, it's 1 centimeter.
Oh man. See, now here they go with that crap again. Okay. Yeah, you see there? You see how they're doing this? See, this is all this artificial intelligence that there's being programmed, this prepackaged nonsense. Okay, and we got a caller here. Okay, we got a caller here out of 719, last 3650.
Yeah, that's Brother Tyrone. Brother
Sword. Hey, how you doing? Investigating
it. Reporter. I was knocked out.
Investigative reporter. Okay, it's all good. Yeah, investigative reporter. Okay, so therefore, as we're dealing with this reparations issue this day, is that, you know, there's a lot of opposition, you know, out there to it as well. Okay, and you're going to have that, you know what I'm saying? But however, you know what I mean? We could care less, you know? We really can, you see? Is because, like I've told, you know, these individuals before on other podcasts in which I've been highly and thoroughly disrespected and cussed out and called every nigga that they was and all this old type of stuff, is that you take $100, okay, and let's say $100 back in 1619 is equivalent, let's say, to about 10 grand today. Okay, so with your $100,
yeah,
you can go out there, okay, buy you, man, say, yeah, say buy you 3 slaves. Okay. So now what you're doing is you're harvesting tobacco down there in the Carolinas. And like I told you before, Joe Wilson. If you are not Joe Wilson, yeah, what's his name? Joe Gibbs. Okay. Like I told him, but he refuses to acknowledge the mathematic aspect on it. Okay. So you invested
$100. He refuses to acknowledge he's a goddamn illegal immigrant.
Yeah, and we're going to get on that there, too, because Dr. Umar recently had made some statements in regard to that. It's because all these illegal immigrants coming in who they're going to give the revenue to, you say, you know, for the slave money, they say, is going to be, you know, against us as well, too, you see. So it's just incredible, you know, of how they're doing. It really is. It really is incredible.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know. And then the cold part about it is that, you know, they got these black politicians, you know, who are sitting up there, you know, going for it. You see, that's the sad part about it. You see,
yeah,
they got them going for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's really sad, you see. It really is sad, you know. Yeah,
it is, sir.
Yeah,
I'm saying. Okay. I have the
dude
on the line. Shabaka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Joe on the line. His name is El Ziggy.
Okay.
El Ziggy, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. All right, man. If anything, you need to get yourself to be around a lot of people.
All right.
Go ahead. We got the investigating reporter Tyrone on the line, too. The Sword.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here, brother. Salam.
Okay, Brother Tyrone. Now, what was your feedback on this reparations issue? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm mainly getting at is that they planning to outlaw at the federal level any of the states, and I'm figuring that they're targeting California. And so what you mean is if they pass federal legislation to outlaw reparations, okay, then that means it happens in all the 50 states.
All 50 states.
Now, so if they pass it at the federal level, you see, to outlaw it at the federal level. So which means is it will supersede those states at that state level who would approve it. You see what I mean? Okay. Now.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for the Joe Gibsons and the Pianchis to call in, even Sarge, you know, because Sarge, I got a question to ask you, because I forgot Chicago, that they had that certain police station over there on the south side where they would take their suspects and meet them, you know, with the Mark Furman treatment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, but that's a different issue, okay? But still, though, folks, this is still one of the reasons, you know, for the reparations because of the brutalization of police agencies across the nation to our people. And as Brother Paris so well has pointed it out, is that your police agencies are policy enforcers. And the policy was to get these runaway slaves back to their slave master. You see what I'm saying?
Master.
That happened like the Dred Scott. Yeah,
for
you
sure.
See, so that's what their policy was that they were enforcing. And today these
they're using the economic slavery to maintain the mental slavery.
Yes, sir.
If we break free from the economic slavery, then we just break free from the mental slavery.
Oh, yes, sir.
Not just economic, it's not just economic, though.
It's
not an area.
That's a piece of it, General. That's
economics
a piece of it,
is one of them.
If we could,
Yeah, it's a piece of it, but it's not all of it.
Yeah. But
it's not an area
right now because the people are focused on money. That's where the whole world revolves around, brother.
That's capitalism, Romero.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Now people are subject to capitalism. So if we end up on the same level as them in a capitalistic society, then we can free ourselves mentally because it's hard for our people to free themselves when they're under the chains of an economic slavery where you have to work for master, beg master for jobs, go through the indoctrination education system, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there's nine areas
that they control. Economics is one of the areas. Education is another area. Entertainment is another area. Labor.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Labor. Law.
Mm-hmm.
Law, the court, all that. Politics. Religion.
In America, in America, all that is fueled by money, General. That's what I'm saying. War, politics, law. Look at the judicial system. The judicial system is meant to get them money. They're getting paid off the judicial system, off of the prison industrial system. Prison industrial industry. Look at the law. The politics is meant to generate them money, General. And the war, shit, that's when they really get involved, just like the Vietnam War. Every day they're at war, they get paid big money.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So it all revolves around money. That's what I'm saying. If we get on the same level as them economically, then we can start freeing our people. That's all I'm saying. That's why we got to get into politics. Politics is a major avenue.
I hear what you're saying, Romero. But what is money? Money is time and energy.
Money is currency.
Time, energy. No, money is time and energy. It's different forms of money.
Yes, it's currency. It's a charge. That's why they say, I'm going to charge you this. I'm going to charge you that. Because it's currency. Currency is energy, brother. So I agree with you. But
when
the charge is made by time and effort. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, I got a comment on that. That's why I was going to say.
Okay.
I'm trying to get all of it. You know what I mean? That's why I made my speech when I made my speech, and I said I'm trying to get all of it. And I'm trying to get into politics so I could be the one to be the front runner for trying to be president and trying to be, I know it sounds a little bit out there, but I'm trying to be the front runner in the politics and trying to get into politics, even though my history has been pretty bad, but I'm trying to be the front runner for that because I'm trying to get all the money because I believe that money answers everything. And I believe that's what I need to do in order to put a lot of hush on everything as far as the way how things are going.
Man, money is only everything under a capitalistic society. But I just ran for mayor of Denver, Colorado, brother. Yeah, it definitely is going to take some money to run for any kind of political office. That was just a local office. If you're talking about running for president, you're going to have to raise several millions of dollars to even stand a chance in that. But it's doable. I love the ambition. The thing is, are you going to have the support that you need to get over that hump? And are you running under the two major parties? Or are you running independent?
I'm thinking about running as an independent.
Right. That's your best bet.
Ain't no money in an independent. But it's doable. I mean, the independent hasn't won in our lifetime. I'm not saying it's not possible. It just hasn't happened yet.
Well, it depends on who you have backing you. It depends on who you have backing you, and it also depends on how notable you are in your community, what you're doing for your community, who you have backing you as far as, if you have, NBA players or – I mean, people who other people look up to in society, especially like basketball, football, soccer, whatever. I mean, you have all these people that make all this money with sports and athletes and stuff. A lot of them people could be backing up people in politics, but they're scared to get in politics. I don't know, for some reason, they just want to keep all the money to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's something, here's a news flash out of San Francisco, folks. Now, I forgot about this. Well, I didn't know it. Okay, this is a photograph here in front of San Francisco City Hall. Okay, you know where that is, Brother Parrish, right by the California State Supreme Court.
Yes.
California faces backlash as it waives historic reparations for black residents. Now, get this here. I'm going to read the whole article, but I'm going to try to make it as fast as I can. Okay, California.
What's the name of the article,
Commander,
so I can pull it up?
Yes, sir. California faces backlash as it weighs historic reparations for black residents. Okay? And this is in The Guardian. And I think and it's dated July 11th. Yeah.
Yo.
Today's day.
Okay.
Okay.
Pardon me, General. I just wanted to ask a quick favor. Today's my cousin's birthday. I got him on the line. He's locked up in Centennial. Yeah, on the line. I just want to give him a special shout-out. Shout-out to Ray Kwan.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, happy born day to you.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he must have fell off. Yeah, he fell off. He fell off. It's all good.
Happy B-Day.
Sorry about that, brother. Continue. Yeah, continue, bro.
Yes, sir. As California considers implementing large-scale reparations for black residents affected by the legacy of slavery, the state has also become the focus of the nation's diverse, divisive reparations conversation. Now, this is very important. Everybody, listen to this. Okay.
It tells me.
Okay, because California pretty much is a trendsetter. Okay, drawing the backlash of conservatives criticizing the priorities of "quote unquote" a liberal state. Reparations for slavery, California's bad idea catches on, commentator Jason L. Riley wrote, and I'm not going to say the name of the newspaper, as New York approved a commission to to study the idea as well, too. In another major publication, another columnist, I'm not saying their names or the name of their publication, said the state's debate around reparation adds to a plague of solemn silly. Okay, so you see there, folks, okay, they're saying that we're silly for it, okay, for this brutalization. Now, get this here. Roughly two-thirds of those in the U.S. oppose the idea of reparations, according to a 2021 polling from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and 2022 polling from the Pew Research Center. Both found that more than 80% of black respondents support some kind of compensation for their descendants of slaves, while a similar majority of whites responded opposed. Well, this is a no-brainer. Of course they are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is
what
we're like walking out.
If you polled the same crackers in 1835, you would get the same result.
Right.
They would be like, no, I'm against the slavery.
Okay, now here's something, too. Now, we're going to love this here, black family. The same poll has found out that roughly two-thirds of Hispanics and Asian Americans oppose it as well.
That's because they're going what Master told them to do.
Okay, no, but also, too, Brother Chase, just like how we stay here on Frontline Black News, we all we got. Now, see, this proves...
Yeah, but they're neo-colonialists, General. They've been brainwashed to think that way.
Oh, well, yes, sir. And then keep in mind, though, too, General, as you know, Spain was a major slaveholder as well, too. And they had their ports, as you know, like when we did sue your colonizer a while back down in San Juan, Puerto Rico, Havana, Cuba, the Dominican Republic. You see what I'm saying? The various islands down there as well, too, in the Caribbean, and also, too, at a place called Veracruz, Mexico. But in California, there's greater support. Both the state's reparation task force, which released a 1,100-page final report recommendation to the public on June 29th, and a UCLA study found that roughly two-thirds of Californians are in favor of some form of reparation, though residents are divided on what they should be. When delving into the reasons of why people resist, this individual states who expected feasibility or the challenges of implementing large programs atop the list, but this wasn't the case. When we ask people of why they oppose, it's not about the cost. It's not about the logistics. It's not about the impossibility to place a monetary value on the impact of slavery. This is a professor at Poli Sci from the University of Massachusetts. It is consistently this notion that the descendants of slaves do not deserve these type of reparations. Okay, first place, who the hell is she to sit up there and say what who deserves and what who does not deserve?
Right, General.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now, did Mr. Fuller deserve to be killed on that subway in New York City? Did Rodney King deserve to be beat up by the LAPD, hit with a baton?
Fuck, nah.
Did Emmett Till deserve to be lynched and castrated down there in Mississippi? Huh?
No.
Hell no.
Yeah. See, that's precisely what I'm saying.
What about the George Floyd, you know?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, George Floyd, all that. Del Ford, Mario over there in San Francisco when your current vice president, who is the district attorney of San Francisco County, when Mr. Woods was shot 25 times, you know, by six San Francisco police officers, where was she at on that? You see, and this is, as Ramel had said, is that the dump, you know, let him be the president again because you know what you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least you know what you're dealing with.
And the dump got
as opposed to
his,
And
he might not like the dump.
He's gonna take all the LGBTQ motherfuckers out of the military. He's gonna treat them. He's gonna treat them like the weirdos they are, General.
Yeah, exactly. You see, now let's look at that. You see a little bit, you know, how they're forcing that agenda on us. And I believe who was that there? Tariq Nasheed. And I believe four of the scholars right there was talking about some fucking breaking practices, you know, on the plantation system.
Yep, a whole documentary called Buck Breaking. Check it out.
Yes, sir. You see, so they got to check that out. You see what I mean? Now, when delving into the reasons why people resist, and this person directed a University of Massachusetts poll, expected feasibility or the challenges of implementing large programs to top the list, but this wasn't the case. When we ask people why they're opposed, it's not about cost. It's not about logistics. It's not about the impossibility to place monetary value on the impact of slavery, said Impeta, professor at Poli Sci at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. It is consistently this notion that the descendants of slaves do not deserve these types of reparations. In California, notions of diversiveness or deservedness may be tied to a commonly referenced fact of the state's identity that it joined the Union as a free state in 1850. Okay, now, I see that there to a very small point. But at the same token, though, those who were brought here during when they was bum rushing the gold up there in El Dorado County, a lot of slave labor had went on to that simply because the descendants of slaves were unaware of the fact that California was not a slave state. You see what I mean? Okay, so once again, they took advantage of our ignorance. You see what I mean? Now, the fact that supposedly serious people at SF are considering a plan that will give $5 million in reparations to every black resident in the city of San Francisco, in a state that never had slavery, is a joke. Okay, now, first place, okay, slavery is no joking matter. Jim Crowism is no laughing matter. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, I want to give a shout-out there to the Renaissance man who came up with the social media page, Free Black World, and they're advocating, you know, that we leave Facebook en masse and get with him. So I'm most definitely going to check this brother out because, you see, folks, California, right there in the heart of Silicon Game Valley, which is San Francisco, that's where your Tweety Bird is headquartered at. You see what I'm saying? They're thinking that we are a joke to ask about justice and reparation. So this here goes to show that in the ethos of the United States, they have no regard for us. See, they have no regard for us. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
ridiculous.
This is why the police are, you know, got a free hand to go out there to enforce the policy of murdering us. You see? Okay, now, on Newsmax, Reagan's son, okay, who signed a 1988 bill apologizing and giving reparations to Japanese Americans for their imprisonment during the Second World War, called reparations a cash grab and a scam that will force non-black residents to include the state in their will. No one should be taking this seriously at all. This is hilarious. Okay, now, you see there, folks, they think we're a joke. You see what I'm saying? They think we're a joke. You see? You know, they laughing at us. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, as we all know, California, you know, is a trendsetter, and not New York Times. Get up off my computer. I don't want to see none of your garbage. Okay? They think we're a joke. So I'm wondering what these damn fools like Elders and Terrell got to say about this. I'm wondering what Eric Adams says about this. You say, well, we already know what they're going to say. But it's just going to say, if they're taking our claim for reparations as a joke, right, or a cash grab and scam, you see what I'm saying? then these individuals that we have just mentioned are sick. You see what I'm saying? And Fox News Greg Gutfeld said that this is hilarious and this is a joke. Hey, Gutfeld, if you hear me or any of your supporters hear me, take down this number, 516-418-5996. Yeah, Gutfeld, yeah, because I got a lot to tell your sorry stinking ass, okay? They don't want this. What they want is to divide people, to create another commotion over race.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, we is already divided, okay? This is why we got to take care of ourselves, is because they think that we are a joke. Why do you think D.W. Griffith made the Jigaboo movies in the early 1920s in Hollywood? You see what I'm saying? And then, too, California, where you owe the reparations, that is because of your murderous police department. See, from San Diego to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, why do you think that crew out of Oakland came about over 50 years ago? Well, we
right.
Point number seven, an immediate end to police brutality and the murder of unarmed black people. But Gutfield
right,
says,
and the freeing of all political prisoners, too, General.
Oh, yes, sir. And speaking of which, we also got to pay tribute to Matula Shakur, you know, on his passing as well, too. You see what I mean? So
yeah,
therefore,
Rest in power.
Yes. You see what I'm saying? Yes. Now, according to Gutfield or Gut Bucket, that's what I'm going to call him, Gut Bucket. Okay. They don't want this. What they want is to divide people to create another commotion over race. White leftists do worse things to blacks than the Aryan Nation ever could. Oh, man. Woo, once again, they're pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain. Under the Fox clip outline, a comment with nearly 700 likes read, a state that never allows slaves wants to take billions of dollars from people who never owned slaves to give to people who never were slaves. Welcome to California. Ah, but you see, you dumb bastards, what you fail to realize that California benefited off this free wealth too. See, and look at the white slave owners who brought these slaves out there to El Dorado County. You see what I'm saying? Up there off of Highway 49. You'll see where gold was discovered. Yes, sir.
If I could interject, I just want to say all these, you know, Caucasians are trying to act like we're taking money from them, specifically in the division. We didn't take the money from you. We're taking money from the government. The government is crooked. The government is corrupt. The government is a slave master. The government is a pimp, and he's a drug pusher, and he needs to pay up and make amends and atonement to the people. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And these same crackers have no time with billions of dollars being sent over to Ukraine and all these other foreign countries where America has these little proxy wars. They have nothing to say about that. They have nothing to say about Israel getting billions of dollars every year. They have nothing to say about that. They're tax-paying dollars. They have nothing to say about any of that shit. But when it's time for us to be compensated for the hells, the atrocities that were brought against our people, oh, no, we can't do it.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't support you.
Exactly.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. The audacity.
You see, and this is why the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead was created. You see what I'm saying? Now, get this here, people. Now, this is really where they really are. Okay. Now, first place, Greg Gutfield, please take a flying leap through a rolling donut, man. You know what I'm saying? Go jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, get this here, folks. Now, later for Gutfield, but here's something that's interesting. But the state's history of California is more complicated, say, a co-author of a book called From Here to Equality, Reparations for Blacks in America in the 21st Century, with another author who's a professor of public policy. Africans studies and economics at Duke University, okay, who this individual was. I'm not going to say that name because I'm not giving them no free advertising. Both she and this other individual, who is also her husband, are members of the expert team appointed by the tax board. Now, get this here. Now, read this here, people. Listen to this. Even though the state constitution banned slavery in California, the fugitive slave law allowed slaveholders to use violent measures to return enslaved people who entered California before its statehood. Many Confederates traveled west, too. Brothers John and Joseph LeCun. Well, I'll be damned. They got a junior high school in L.A. named LeCun. For example, became the prominent early faculty at UC Berkeley. John LeCun, a physicist who espoused white supremacy, served as its first acting president. The task force final report, which follows last year's 500-page interim report, lays out the state's role in detail, from how enslaved people were brought to California during the gold rush to how prevalent Klux members were among city officials. Okay, so right, just on them two right there, California, you're lying.
That's
right. Okay. It also looked beyond slavery to the harm and ancillary effects of other forms of racism. Okay, here we go, such as housing discrimination, unequal education, medical experimentation and sterilization, mass incarceration, and greater risk of death from the COVID-19 virus. Okay,
Jim,
California.
Jim,
yes.
I just want to say that racism, injustice, prejudice is all on the same level, General. These motherfuckers play the war game with us. It's just the bias, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. Them motherfuckers use more war games and shit like that. We need to attack them with the same shit called the truth. Fuck them motherfuckers. They piss me off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see?
Racism is still going on.
Hell, yeah, it's going on. Yeah, it's still going on, but they try to say that we can be racist, and we're not racist. We can't be racist. Even if we wanted to be racist, we couldn't be. Because
we just hate prejudice.
In order to be racist,
we hate injustice, and we hate racism.
You have to have prejudice.
We can't hate
stamp,
which is unjust.
You have to have prejudice, plus institutional power to enforce that prejudice. We don't have that.
Right.
At the very, very most, we can be prejudiced. We can't be racist.
Yeah, because, see, you don't have no tools to do that.
Yeah, we don't control any government mechanisms.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
Well, the biggest government on the planet,
of course,
just like the biggest religion on the planet, is racism and white supremacy.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Well, it's under the guise of Christianity, but yeah, it's racism and white supremacy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then keep in mind, okay, is that the income wealth gap. You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, the racial wealth gap is a premier indicator of the cumulative effect of intergenerational racism in this country. You see what I'm saying? Those who oppose reparations for the wrong centuries.
That means it's embedded in every institution in this country.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what they call the ethos, a group psychology of a particular society. Now, listen to this, okay? I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago, for whom none of us currently living are responsible, is a good idea. Bullshit. You got to look at their accumulative wealth. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Say, look what they did to William Lutersdorf, who was California's first black banker in the 1850s, who went and bought land up there in Folsom, California, up there in Placerville County. In Placer County. And the Folsom where they got the slammer at is up there. You see, you know, they stole his money. You see what I mean? They straight stole his money. And he was the descendant of slaves who were owned by the Dutch, okay. And let's see, an old Mitch McConnell with his ass wife looking ass. I don't think reparations is something that happened 150 years ago for whom none of us is currently living on responsible. Good idea. Okay. Now, Mitch McConnell, of course he was saved. It's because
you ended it on paper don't mean that you ended it. That's what kills me. Saying 1865 was the end of chattel slavery. That's a damn lie. Chattel slavery is practiced all the way into the 20th century. It's still being practiced now in the 21st century. What the hell are they talking about?
Chains on the brains and keeping people insane. You know what I'm saying? You know, all they're doing is
feeling. Little have been out of it.
All they do, all they do is
quote unquote been out of it longer than we were in the shit.
Yeah.
100 years. I'm talking about chattel slavery, Romel.
Okay, now.
Not de facto. We're under de facto slavery now.
Okay, let me please, folks, let me read this last three lines of this article right here. Okay, Mitch McConnell, okay, who is a descendant of slave owners, told reporters in 2019, we've tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing landmark civil rights legislation. We, now get this here, here's really the insult to injury. We've elected an African-American president. And if anybody, remembers that Obama,
you elected a mulatto foreigner as president. You didn't elect the FBA, Foundation of Black American, that actually had to deal with the struggle here in America being black. As president, you elected a part Kenyan and part white.
Yeah, but even
go ahead, Romel.
Brother Che. Yeah, he still had qualified for the auction block.
Yeah. Them motherfuckers gonna snatch up anybody they can snatch up and lock up and fucking incarcerate, fucking exploit. You know, them motherfuckers the devil for real. I mean, look at my main man, General Ford. General Ford been locked down for like 30-some years. Word is done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
General Ford, how long you been locked up? General Ford, can you
I've been locked up altogether 41 years.
Oh,
in the system. Since 1979.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, but this is an ongoing problem of mass incarceration, which is another form of Jim Crow and slavery.
Right.
You know, they would take those that
they
consider a security threat.
They did it on paper, but they didn't because the 13th Amendment still made it legal where they could still do the shit.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. So, it's just not me. It's a program against all of us as a form of genocide and a continuing form of genocide.
Oh, yes, sir.
As part of reparations that they send as far as us deserving it or not, well, the American economy and the corporations that exist because of direct result of slavery wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the labor of those slaves.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah,
not to mention the banks.
Right.
The banks wouldn't exist. The goddamn Federal Reserve wouldn't exist.
Right.
Facts.
So how do we not deserve reparations?
Yeah, exactly. And then not to mention the fact, too, folks, you got to keep in mind is that the Federal Reserve Bank, the Freedmen's Bureau Bank, stole our reparations money. Because I believe Brother Nas was talking about that there, too, on Black Power Radio there, too, Brother Che, and he had broke it down.
Yeah,
you see? And then you have to keep in mind. Now, let's look at something here, people. Okay. They said that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863.
Right.
Okay. So that's what Juneteenth is about because people in Texas didn't get word of it till 1865. Right. Okay. Now, get this here. Now, they talk about how the Chinese built the Transcontinental Railroad from San Francisco to Provo, Utah. Okay. But it was us black families that built the Southern Pacific Railroad from Atlanta, Georgia, to Los Angeles, California, where you think of the old folklore John Henry comes from.
I've been working on the railroad.
All that. And then when you got to Los Angeles way back then, blacks could not even go up there in the Hollywood. And then there was a USC graduate by the name of Paul Williams, who designed the Beverly Hilton Hotel. He designed homes for Frank Sinatra and Lucille Ball, but he could not even live in the same community.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, let's look at Uncle Tom Bradley, the former mayor
of L.A. He's dead now. Who was LAPD's first black lieutenant? What was Tom Bradley's main beat where he used to beat black folks all up and down Central Avenue? You guessed it, identifying the black community. Okay?
Central Avenue was the black
wall
street of L.A.
Yeah, Central Avenue. Yes, sir. You are right. It had a renaissance of its own of black wealth. And then the people that came to California, like Cab Calloway, Sammy Davis Jr., Lena Horne, Ozzie Davis, and Ruby Dee, they had to stay at a place called the Dunbar Hotel that was located on the corner of 45th Street and Central Avenue in Los Angeles. And guess what the city of L.A. did with it?
What that was, Jerry? Break it down.
Just that. They tore it down. They tore down the Dunbar Hotel, which was a capsule of black Los Angeles history. You feel like
that? You know, I like to mention one thing.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jerry. No, you go first. Let me know
you're done. Yes, sir. You see, so like I said, California don't owe reparations. And then we ain't going to talk about what happened with the Dead Wilder case. We ain't going to talk about what happened with Mario Woods. We're not going to talk about what happened to little Bobby Brown in California, you know, due to those police agents. We're not even going to talk about, what is his name, Mr. Clark up there in Sacramento in the state capitol a few years ago. Where they mistaken his cell phone, you know, for a gun, and they put 20 bullets.
Oh, shit.
Devontae Clark.
Yes, sir. And then the cold part about it is they shot and killed him in his grandmother's backyard.
Dang.
Killed him at grandmother's
house. Well, he was running away.
Yeah.
He was running away and they shot him.
Grandma's house. Yeah. You see? You see, so California says, it's just incredible, man. It is just...
Indeed.
Incredible. Okay, now here's something.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
it's not just incredible, despicable, General.
Yeah. You see, now get this here. In the state of Oklahoma, a judge dismisses a case in the Tulsa Race Massacre reparations case filed by the last known survivors. And the person here who inboxed me here has stated, I mean, they will not even give an old lady on her deathbed a penny for what they've done. With evidence and confession. 500 years later, it's time to really understand what we're dealing with or be subject to another 500 years of slavery. This brother's
we're
right.
We're dealing with the devil. We're dealing with savages. We're dealing with barbarians.
You know, can I throw my 2 cents in the can real quick?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Go ahead, Ramel.
Okay, take it out. So, Eurocentrism. Is what the government is based on. And the government system is designed
right.
to keep our people dumb, deaf, and blind. They control the narrative.
Right.
With that narrative, what they're dictating is that we are criminals, we are this and that. What they're doing with the narrative is they're writing a history.
They're projecting their bullshit on us.
Criminalize, and even feminize our people and masculinize our women.
Yes, sir. Now,
see,
funny
and all that is part. Hold on. And all that is part
sir.
Of a plot that is orchestrated by social engineering, which is a psychological operation, scientific experiments. You know, I don't know who this dude was, but I used to have information on cat. But there was a white dude that he adopted like 200 or 300 kids, black kids. And he put them in a hospital that was abandoned, different hospital. So he did experiments on them for years, and he gave all the data to the government. You know how certain lights affect us, certain sounds affect us, certain gestures affect us, all that. They threw into the data bank. All they're doing, like in places where me, El Zika, and the brother General Sword, all they do is collect data. In prison, all they do is collect data. and they feed that data into a database so that way we know how to deal
with it. Oh, we lost your button.
And so can engineer our lives more.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Oh, it says you could drop. I must have been from earlier.
I was dropped.
We're down to the last 30 minutes, Chewbacca.
Good. Yeah, break it down.
Go ahead, Romel.
How you see that, General Paris? No, I said my piece. I'm just saying, like, you know, these people are methodical.
Or at war.
This ain't no
psychological war. It's a physical war. And it's a spiritual war.
These people plot and plan 100 years ahead of time. Their shit is just coming to fruition now. You know, we're seeing the fruits of their labor from since before they even ran the foot in Africa and took it as slaves. They already had the plot and the plan in their hands, General. So I'm just saying,
they hadn't got over that 800 years of Moorish conquest of Europe. They always telling us to get over and the Inquisition. They still ain't gotten over that.
Mm-hmm. And then his brother was saying Hold on, Chewbacca.
I got to bring this out. So today is 7-11. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know the significance of 7-11? 7-11 was when the Moors went into Europe through the Strait of Gibraltar into Spain and all the way into southern France, Italy, Sicily, all along the Mediterranean into several parts of Europe and conquered it for 800 years. 7-11 to 1492. That's why they always, in the Public Indoctrination Center, they always start off history with Columbus because it was in 1492 when the Spanish had successfully kicked out the Moors from Spain.
Yeah, that was the third one.
They had 800 years of long lives.
Correct me if I'm wrong,
and
when they conquered.
Whose streets are streets? That's where that comes from.
Okay.
General
Perez, I just got a question. How you see the social engineering and the so-called operations attack that's done to our people right now? How do you see that? The psychological
I see it as warfare. Agenda 21, depopulation. They're fighting against the clock. Like Dr. Fresh Wilson said, rest in power to her, in the ISIS papers. These mugs are literally fighting against time because they're dying out. Caucasoid is dying out. They already mapped it out. By like 2050, they're going to be a minority not only in this country or not only in the world, but in this country. Like they're even saying by 2032, they're going to be. That's 9 years from now.
Yeah, 9 years from now. And then, too, keep in mind that a lot of the history that they don't want us to know about ourselves, such as Abu Bakari, also about the Songhai Empire. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to know about Manchester.
They don't want us to know any of that.
You know what
I'm they don't want us to know about the Songhai Empire, the Asante, the Kush, the Ethiopians,
Berbers,
any of that. They don't want us to know about the Benin, the Homie, none of that. They don't want us to know nothing. The only thing they want us to know is what they have pre-programmed us to know.
Oh, yes, sir. And then they don't even want us to know about Queen Aminah, who was the daughter of the king over in Nigeria. And she had 11,000 troops up under her command. They don't want us to know about Queen Hatshepsut, who commanded her troops in the field.
They want to be blind, deaf, and dumb.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, also, too, they always are trying to push this narrative on us about Alexander the
barbarian.
Oh.
Okay. Now, okay. Now, the barbarian.
There's a whole other conversation going on. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. But see, but the barbarian, Alexander the Barbarian, okay, like Professor George G.M. James said, is that that trick didn't hit nothing. He went and came and stole it. And then keep in mind that the barbarian, when he had his armies go out, okay, he didn't take his wife with him like Manson did, because what did Manson used to say when he was there in the Songhai Empire? If I'm going to get killed, I'd much rather have my woman with me out here in the field. But what did the barbarian do?
Right.
He took little boys with him, man.
Little boys.
Okay. He took little boys with him.
Yeah. Well, those people are sick. That's part of that culture.
Yeah, kind of.
They have a whole culture behind them. They got whole statues dedicated
And then keep in mind that they did not even know how to wash their ass. They wouldn't.
No, they said it was ungodly. God didn't like that, so.
Well, they taught them how to clean themselves. Was that, when was the Dark Ages and the Black Plague and all that shit?
The Dark Ages was,
that
when
was in the 1400s.
The Dark Ages.
The Spanish Inquisition.
No, it was before that. The Dark Ages was when they were not in control. They called it the Dark Ages because it was dark for them. It was lovely for us. It was horrible for them. They were dealing with the plague.
That's when we talked about
the damn Black Plague that took over. They had the smallpox going on. All these diseases going on in Europe.
Shit.
Europe is a wasteland. There's nothing beautiful about Europe.
Right.
It's a freaking wasteland. That's
and
why
then,
it's called Europe.
And then keep in mind, folks, is that the first biochemical warfare that you had in the United States is when the Europeans came over here and gave the indigenous people of America blankets with smallpox in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we're dealing with savages.
Okay, now, and also keep in mind is that the indigenous people, when they first saw these savages come from England, who stuck, who didn't know how to wash their ass. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because they felt that washing your ass was a sin against God. Okay. Cleaning is next to godliness. And the most on your body that gains bacteria, you see what I'm saying, is the crap in your ass.
Yep.
Wash your hands. Stop talking trash.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And give us a reparation cash. Wash your ass. Stop talking trash and give us a reparation cash right now. Jesus.
Yes, sir. Now, also, too, keep in mind, is that when it came to
we lost everybody.
Geography.
Oh, well, thank you, Brother Tyrone, for tapping in. Who we still got on?
We lost
everybody. And Romero. Yeah.
And LG, we got LG on here, too. He live on here. I brought him on. I'm bringing him
on. I think that 5-2-0 was Asita, Shabaki.
Oh, okay.
Yo, thanks for having me on.
We ain't done
We ain't done yet. We got like 25 minutes left before going to overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So therefore, you know what I'm saying, is that they didn't want us, you know, having knowledge of ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And,
okay.
And that's the worst form, you know, but right there, you see? That's the worst form of it right there.
Well, knowledge is power.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you lack knowledge of yourself, then you're subjugated to be oppressed by others.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who you are, where you are, and what you are, you lost some confusion and you use it as a tool to get your own people.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yes,
right.
Sir. And then keep in mind, okay, that this is not hatred. This is not bigotry of what we're talking about right there, although we get hate.
It's called realism. It's called realism. Objectivism. Yeah,
this is undisputed truth.
Because when you can deal with the grip, real, then you know the deal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. You see what I mean? And then
and that's what's being revealed right here. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. Absolute. The mind is your weapon, and the truth is your bullet.
Exactly. Let's see. But they don't want us to have this type of knowledge.
Hell no. They're trying to play that off and you do the reverse psychology by calling us woke. Like we're some kind of dumb
right.
motherfuckers.
That's my whole reason.
There's no app, y'all.
Can I say something? Yeah, that's my whole reason for wanting to get into politics. Because people would say, oh, don't discuss politics or religion. Well, somebody got to discuss it, and if we're not uniting as a people, that's what they don't want us to do. They want somebody strong and can talk and that can speak up for other people, because somebody got to say it, somebody got to speak up on it, otherwise we're all going down, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I want to speak up, you know? Someone got to speak up. That's what I got to do. And if I have to do it by myself or die trying, then I guess that's what I got to do, so...
Well, I haven't been there, brother, myself twice. That's how it has to be. We got to be on a B1 agenda. And they're not going to get on board with that. We're going to keep pushing for the long haul. Because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Jack, and then keep in mind when
other people
sit up here and talk about their self-interest, okay, they look at that as progress. But as soon as we talk about our self-interest, they say, oh, you guys, they get to what happened. You see, you know yourself ain't the man you to say about the insult.
It's detrimental to them
because
our whole system is predicated off of our de-progress or lack of progress. As well, we also got to discuss the black
degradation, degradation, and all that.
Well, see, another thing I like to make known is that I just think that it comes from a reason of fear. And everybody's scared of fear so much, they put that fear into us where they whip the spirit out of us. You know what I mean? They whip the spirit out of us. So they have that fear. A lot of people have that fear to where they don't want to say nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because they don't want to lose the money. They don't want to lose the bag. So their hands are tied. And when you go into this political game, they want to put a hook in your mouth. So they think they can buy you.
Right.
You got to show and prove that you cannot be bought and you cannot be bought.
Right. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, too, and this is why they're doing the late 1960s and through the 70s, you know, they killed off all our leaders. Dr. King, Malcolm,
mm-hmm.
you know, various other brothers.
And they made sure that their prodigy, they made sure that their progeny grew up weak, weak-minded, weak-willed, because they were so devastated at the loss, the traumatic loss of their loved ones, that they don't want to fight that because they already know what's going to come from that. Or they've had an example of what's going to come from that. And that's why a lot of our people are fearful of creating another Black Wall Street because they think, well, go ahead and do that. They just going to come in and destroy it anyway. Well, what we got to learn from that is we got to have a military structure to defend that. Whatever we build, we got to have a military structure to defend
that. Once we're looking at raw mail about the militia, we're allowed to set up our own militia according to the Constitution.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about the Second Amendment.
Right.
You're right about it.
Right. When the government becomes tyrannical, and that's what we're under that right now. We're under we're down there under dictatorship. They're just not calling it out right, but. This ain't no goddamn
democracy. They got a duty to change it. See, this is what they said in their constitution. Not only do you have a right to do it, but you have a duty to do it when it goes to rental.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have right now. I mean, look at
right.
the bullshit that they do to us here on social media.
Oh, well, you violate community standards, Shabaka. So we got to ban you for 30 days.
Community standards.
Okay.
Yeah, that's community.
And then when you get your Joan Gibson,
we're going to take it down. That's why we got a talking code, RWS. You already know what it means.
Yes,
OTB. You know what it means.
Yes, sir.
Those that don't know.
Exactly. You see? And then they're going to sit up there, okay, and censor us, you know, because like when they banned us for sharing our episodes there on Facebook, Brother Parrish, you know that yourself. What they sit up there and say, well, somebody says that you guys is talking about us hate. Wait a minute, man. We don't hate nobody. What it is that the only thing we have to take that we do for ourselves before it gets too late.
Mm-hmm.
Before
right.
I change it, I want to make sure the generation
that's
to be doing
the right thing.
He's doing the right
thing. Predicated on us not doing that, though.
Yes, but that's why they got all this artificial intelligence up. You see what I'm saying?
So we got another.
Definitely
got this from, investigative reporter. I think he called back in.
Okay, who? Tyrone?
Here.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. All right, so, okay, so there are four people. And then when we stood up there and criticized, you know, like these Proud Boys and Kluxes and what have you, what's the first thing the U.S. government says? Oh, they got the right to free speech. But when we come together on a collective basis of exercises right of free speech, all you got.
Yeah, it makes it seem radical.
Shabaka, animal male.
Like, they
have
some crazy motherfuckers. There's some crazy
motherfuckers. They pass
with the people
to make it illegal for three or more of us to gather.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a CON Spears.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
The conspiracy, the spirit of being against something, implying against something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all we're trying to do is make a common goal work, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. For the common goal.
Well, the common goal.
They have their meetings all the time.
And replacing this global system.
They have their meetings with who?
White supremacy.
And burning causes.
With a system of justice.
Yeah. You see? Yeah. And then just like, you know, when the crew started there in Oakland. You know what I'm saying?
Black Panthers, baby.
Yeah. See, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Talking about the U.S. Constitution. You see?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There was just the middle.
I got the right to be free.
Right. Yeah. Anything that wants to be free. Anything that lives wants to be free.
And there's which one is the amendment that says cruel and unusual punishment?
I think that's the eighth amendment.
Me, El Zigger, and motherfucking the general sword, man, we're over here in a psychological motherfucking concentration camp. For real.
Exactly, for real.
There's all kind of mind games going on in this place. It's fight for us, people.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody you know that in a society, try to get them some help to get the fuck up out of here, because this place is meant to destroy you mentally, physically. Like my man said, it was either spiritually. They're trying to destroy your spirit, your freedom, bro. Your motivation.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to kill your spirit.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. And then keep in mind is that when we have mentorships in the black community, you know, for young black boys to come up to be producive young men and what have you, and emphasizing a black family unit, we're considered racist. Don't you know? You have to have power of wealth, and you have to have power of capital, and you have to have power of politics to implement racism. We do not have that power. Okay? And I don't give a damn about Barack Obama being the first black president being elected. Look what his agenda is.
First mulatto.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's the first mulatto.
Look what his agenda. Okay. And look what his agenda was, you see. But however, though, Brother Che, he still would have qualified for the auction block. Go look at a movie called Band of Angels. Yeah, he still would have qualified for the auction block.
Don't.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead.
He don't share that.
It's like
that movie.
Motherfucker, he's like, that's what I said. I killed a whole bunch of them. He said, turn around, look that way. And shoot the motherfucker.
Everybody got to see that.
Boy, you still a slave. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. You remember that part? Well, he said,
I remember that part.
Up in the horse and said, I killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you still a slave.
Yeah. I remember. Yes, and then keep in mind, and then, of course, you got those OTVs who come out and say, well, you know, we're all slaves. No.
You may say that now.
I was going to say something. I was going to say something real quick. We need more people. Like I said, in politics, because even people in the Supreme Court justice, we need more judges. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about saying you want to be the president. We need more people to just be judges.
And political.
Kick all those people who've been in power.
You got to have.
Yeah.
Just having a black face up there in a high place don't mean nothing. We got to have people that actually are on code, think similar to us, because we're not all going to agree on everything, even us. But for the most part, we're on code and on accordance with whatever it is that we're focused on. That's what we need in office, because these mugs are getting paid to say this bullshit that they say, like, oh, America's not a racist country. Are you serious? What America are you talking about?
Okay. Now, the modern day Babylon. Fool right there. Now, let me say this here, gentlemen. The more I think about that fool there, Tim Scott, okay? Oh, it made me angry at what he said, because he's denying facts, right? But see, but being old now, I feel sorry for this fool. Now, keep in mind, just because I feel sorry for him don't mean I'm going to go follow his dumbass and endorse his crap. You see what I'm saying? Because that is willful ignorance, you see.
Colonialism at its finest, General. That's where that motherfucker is programmed to destroy you. That's like a motherfucker. That's the demon of the devil. And there's no changing that motherfucker, man. You can't reform the motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers are programmed to destroy you.
You can't reform them. You can't reason with them. You're not going to get
them motherfuckers
to
motherfuckers are the pawns on the chessboard.
Them
motherfuckers are the pawns.
And what they
continue
to do is wrong.
They're fucking, they're barriers.
The only thing that Caucasoid, that beast, that barbarian understands is money, loss of money, and bloodshed. Those are only two things that they understand.
Money, power, and guns.
Okay, and to prove your premise even further, okay, when the Asians gave the world the Chinese fireworks, that's gunpowder, right? European go over there since the Marco Polo times. Hey, man, I found fireworks. Oh, let's see how we could destroy it with. Then they came up with the firearm, or the flintlock. You see what I mean? Okay. Now, then, when they go over there to Cuba, you know, going, taking Africans over there. Now, to all those who say, well, you're Joe Gibson, you sold yourself in slavery. But what happened was, is that you came in with lies and deceit. And as Kevin Barnes over there at the Outlaw Radio, again, give a shout out there to the Outlaw, has stated what Shapaka, you're absolutely correct, just because they came there with lies and manipulation. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
In the one
general. You know what Joe Gibson needs to do, Sabaka? He needs to go to the goddamn Vatican and recover or attempt to recover all the shit they stole from Africa. While he's talking about we don't deserve reparations. He a goddamn illegal immigrant from fucking Italy.
Let me throw my two cents in the can real quick. Check this shit out.
We're down to the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
After that, Romel, we got to start making our
clothes.
Anytime
the motherfuckers show up somewhere to invade, they first bring a representative. You know who that representative is? The motherfucking missionary.
Missionary.
They always pop over the
motherfucking. They bring them. This is how it go. They bring the missionary. Then after the missionary done surveyed the land and indoctrinated the populace, they bring the damn merchant. And the merchant come up in there and is like, hey, I'm selling this, selling that. And then they bring the military.
Hell yeah, right. That's how they do it. That's their way. They soften them up with the religion. Then they bring the merchant for the trade. Then they bring the invaders.
Okay, but you see, but mighty funny when they tried that there in Motamba, when they told Her Majesty and Zinga, well, you're now a property of Portugal. No, you're a subject of Portugal. She says, hey, fool, you care to repeat that and reiterate that? Portuguese got up there and said, yeah, well, you know, now you're subject to Portugal. And Her Majesty said, hey, man, check this out. And for the next 50 years, she unleashed a rap on them, man, that was incredible.
Right. General, I mean, how much more time we got?
Probably about 10 minutes.
We're down to the last 8 minutes, Romel.
You want to do the closing? Let's start off with General Sword, if you don't mind.
Yes, yeah, sir. By all means.
All right, go ahead.
General Sword, final comments.
Yes, sir.
General Sword, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on.
No, Jimmy Sewell. Tyrone.
Tyrone fell off.
Okay, we'll start off. Yeah, we'll start off with the youngster. Don't go away, El Zigo. Final comment.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm getting on.
Close yours, bro.
Okay.
No, just give him a shout out. If you can hear me, I'm still on.
Go ahead. It's still on. All right.
Nah, but I've just been smoking everything that's been going on and that's what's being said today. I appreciate it. And, I mean, I think we got...
Yeah, feel free to call.
We're looking forward to, you know?
That's the word.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then on top of it, too, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, our crew is at their follow. Okay, we got the Anchorman. Brother Romel, we got Brother Chain Kuma, you have myself, Shabaka St. Cole, we got Lady J and Kuma with us as well, too, and we definitely got our investigator, Brother Tyrone. And what it is, folks, we know on this platform that we are being shadow banned, okay? We are being hated because we are speaking against the popular version of what is truth. But however, you see, me personally, I don't give a damn if you like us or not. I'm talking about all you Joe Gibsons and all you other fools out there that send us hate mail and all this old type of stuff. Okay, we understand that the truth hurts. We understand that you don't like what we're saying. But guess what? We don't care. It's because we research our stories of research that we do right here, of experiences that we live through, and we invite, you know, all our other people, you know, out of the diaspora to come get with us as well, too. You know, leave us a comment, you know, on our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, you see. And also, too, shout out there to the Outlaw Radio, shout out there to Two Off TV, Brother T Ford, shout out there to Sister Rashida Strober down there in Florida. Great work that what she does, you feel to me? And, you know, and it goes on and on and on, you see? So, you know, we got to keep it positive, you see what I'm saying, for ourselves. And we got to be able to be in an economical position to countermand what they come to us with. Because, see, it's getting ready to get very, very real. You see what I'm saying? You got this sick son of a bitch by the name of Bill Gates out here who's patenting artificial meat, who is also going up here buying all the farmland and putting in GMOs and stuff like this here. You know, to kill us. You know what I'm saying? That is my mm-hmm. closing comment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Closing comment, folks.
Okay. This is Romello, the ill fellow. The angel of peace mm-hmm. from the east, seen and understood in the neighborhood of you. Bring a little hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers, but salute to the living soldiers. I'm on military time. I'm on my military grind because I'm utilizing my military mind. Shout out to all the Black Panthers. This is frontline campaign on the mental plane, and we're sick of the game. We want dollar bills and fuck everything else. Peace.
Yes, sir.
Reparations.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right,
sir, without a doubt.
FDA reparations now. Peace and Black empowerment. Yes, Black family. We knew this was gonna happen. They was gonna try to throw a wrench in the game. We stated on numerous platforms, it's gonna be a marathon, not a sprint. And we're in this for the long haul. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a generational long fight, and we down to undertake it.
Sure.
As far as the reparations, it's old. It's a debt that's old. It's not a handout. You need to cut the goddamn check, Democrats, since y'all seem to be the most in support of it out of the two-party duopoly. So
right.
Do what's right. Cut the goddamn check for 2024. Otherwise, the dump is going to get back in. And don't be surprised, Black family. You might just cut that check just to shut ass up.
Yes, sir.
You heard it here on Shabaka's Black
yeah.
Experience Enhanced.
Yes, sir.
Politics is an exchange, not a gift. If I give you my vote,
yes, sir.
I want something in return for it. And we demand a tax all the way up to 2100. So
yes,
if you're going to participate
indeed.
In the political process, if you're going to go out and vote, make sure you have an agenda and make sure you have a cause. And that agenda is the Black
yes,
first agenda. And that cause is reparations, $100 trillion for past,
yes,
present, and future atrocities. This United States government, along with the banking
mm-hmm.
and these big-ass corporations, has put our people through and continue to put our people through in 2023. So any politician that's seeking
yes,
your vote, I don't care what they look like, demand something tangible for
and
your
then also
like
too. Yes, sir. And then also too, man, we also got the yo, yes, sir. Go ahead.
So check us out every Saturday for Frontline Black News at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And also look out for the RBA, the Revolutionary Agenda, whenever Lady K decides to do it. And Lady K says hi as well. She wasn't able to speak this evening, but she was definitely here with us. And stay Black, stay dangerous, as she always says, and stay empowered. And make sure y'all check us out on Friday for Grand Rise with Shabaka. And
check out Blizzard of God on YouTube. Support your boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make sure y'all like
God.
And subscribe. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to Victor Moretta on YouTube. Anchorman has a YouTube channel.
That's right, that's right.
And we just got
500 hits in a month, baby.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that's real good.
All right,
you
go
know?
Ahead.
And also, too. Yeah, oh, it's on you?
On you,
yeah. That was my call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, but all I got to say is peace. It was a nice conversation. Peace.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We definitely appreciate, you know, our callers and also, too, our well-wishers as well. And then also, too, we even appreciate, you know, our haters. Okay.
That's right.
Because you just tell us that we're doing something right. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, over the years that we've been having this here, you know, we had our hateration call in, you know, so that's to be expected, you know what I'm saying? But California here, oh, my God, what they were doing with the redlining, man, in the 1930s to 77, And then also, too, and then they're trying to say here that cash payments are less popular than other types of compensation in the University of Massachusetts polling data, and Gavin Newsom has not endorsed the idea of large cash payments. So therefore, California, you know, I just want to